Denmark, it's the winter holidays, so like everyone is on holiday, and in Sweden everyone is working, apparently. So, but we have Sarah, as you met before, and we have the editor of the film, Mikael Ebbesen. So,
please come and join us. Join us. Yannick, this is not the first film you've made with young people. I remember a short, was it 60-minute film you made with youth in Denmark. So this was also very special because, you know, you had this, it was around the youth center, but I was wondering sometime in the film, like, is Ben just always lying about his age, or were you really there for 2 years?
Well, I mean, sometimes he was 19 and sometimes he was 20. No, but I mean, he's like
almost 21.
Exactly. But I was actually, I would go back and forth for 2 years. Yes.
Okay, so that's okay. Because I was really, I felt like, I mean, he's very charming, but also very...
Flamboyant.
Flamboyant, yes.
But you know, this is the good thing about, and also the sort of interesting thing about working with teenagers, they tend to grow.
Yes.
Especially when you're not there, and you know, they change their hairstyles and everything. So
yeah, especially with Larissa, they're going from this very butch short to this kind of long. But no, how was it for them to have you there? Because at some point I wasn't sure, they were joking a lot. So are they always that jokey, or was there a bit of, oh, now he's here with the camera, let's look good for the camera? Almost like this kind of comedian, some scenes when Larissa is kind of this super cool comedy style, so I wasn't sure whether they were playing up for you
in
a bit.
The club or when? Or, I mean, you know, I mean, obviously they knew we were there, but I felt it very natural, actually, I must say. I mean, all the scenes were quite natural. What we would do is, if, you know, we would talk about the scenes beforehand, like,
okay,
why are we doing this scene, you know, and what I would like. Maybe I would like them to talk about if they felt like it, and then obviously they would do something else. So
we're also here for your questions, of course, or comments. Sie können auch gerne auf Deutsch fragen. Ich werde es dann ins Englische übersetzen. Sie müssen nur klare Zeichen geben, dass Sie eine Frage haben. You have to kind of signal clearly that, or if you have a question, because it's a bit hard to see you here from the front. So if there's anybody. I'll just continue.
There's one.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Thank you for your film. I'm very curious, as European filmmakers, why you would choose to tackle this subject and in Oklahoma. Can you tell us about the genesis of that and how you connected with the center and the youth?
The question was why Yannick, as a European filmmaker, went to Oklahoma to make the film. So what was the connection in the first place?
I read an article in an American newspaper about this youth club sort of squeezed in between two churches and in a place called Tulsa that I didn't know about. And then I read more about Tulsa. And I got curious and I contacted the club, and they were like, yeah, come and visit us. And I went to Tulsa.
So the building is actually between two churches?
Yes, it is.
You said yes. Yeah.
Who is running this youth center? Who's paying for it, or is there any funding behind it? And is there any threatening from the church?
It's strictly volunteer basis. So it's yeah, and it's open Thursday nights where they have the talks, and Saturday where they have the disco clubs. And I arrived a Friday night, and they took me to the club Saturday night, and it was just a normal dance night with screaming kids and loud music and playing pool, and I was like, how the heck am I gonna pull out a film here? But then I waited till Thursday. I mean, I had a lot of meetings with characters, and then Thursday I went back to the club for one of the talks, and then we started filming. But it's strictly volunteer basis. And they have nothing to do with the church, obviously, because the church would not support the club. But that, you know, they kind of respect each other as neighbors.
And the talks, it's like a youth worker, or is it different people who come in to have talks with them, or
It's normally the same, and he works as a counselor in his daily job.
I wanted to ask, since we have the editor here, I mean, very often filmmakers go out and they shoot and they shoot and they shoot and then you're faced. I mean, how much material did you have to tackle in the film? Or you're one of these people who says, oh, it was terabyte, I don't even know what it was in hours.
No,
sorry.
Oh, I have no idea how much it was actually. I don't know, about 50 hours or something like that. Yeah, shot it 5 different times over 2-3 years, something like this. Yeah.
But
I would make a selection before, but I'm sure he has seen it all anyways. But yeah.
Okay.
There's a question, please. How did you choose the three characters, the two boys and the girl?
I had a lineup of characters. Some of the characters, like there was one boy, he was 15 years old, and I really liked him and his story. But I needed his parents to sign since he was 15 years old. And there was this minor detail that his parents didn't know that he went to the club. So, and he was like, you know, I mean, that's not a problem, you know. And I'm like, well, you know, I mean, I can't go to your parents now, you know, if they don't know. So some of them, and then some of them couldn't be in the film because of that. And another obstacle would be the time, because exactly, you know, teenagers don't wait. It's like, you know, everything happens when you're not there, basically. So in the end, I decided to go with these three characters because I sensed there was some kind of development, even though if we weren't there the whole time, we would be able to create some kind of development throughout these 2 years. And also they really wanted to be in the film, which is quite important.
Yeah. And the scenes between the two brothers, that just, did you know that before, that their relationship was the way it was, or?
No, the scene with the family. And
no, but also the two brothers kind of,
yeah,
one,
yeah,
picks
but,
the other,
yeah,
arm.
Yeah, yeah. But the scene with the family and the two brothers, the whole family together, was the first scene I shot ever with that family. I didn't even know them. So,
okay.
So I didn't know.
There's a question here in the front.
I was just wondering if there is a follow-up project on that one. Are you still, all of you still in contact with the protagonists, and is there maybe a chance for a second film?
You answer that. I don't know. We just finished this, so yeah. But yeah. I mean, it would be interesting, actually. It would. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Good idea. Thank you.
Any funders in the room? You know. Well, maybe make the second film made faster.
Actually, Tulsa's a pretty nice place, you know. So it wouldn't be bad to go back.
There's a question right there.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm wondering what you as a European learned or were surprised about by spending that kind of time in Tulsa.
What did you as a European find most surprising during your time in Tulsa?
I have to say that the sense of community that there is in the States, people helping each other, supporting each other, and the amount of love that I found in this club was quite amazing, and that's definitely a thing that I, you know, a feeling that I'm taking back with me to Europe, and I made some pretty good friends there. But I'm also, you know, that's not only the States, but, you know, as for Dee, if Dee hasn't found the club, I'm like, where would he go? I mean, he can't even go and get his ID. So there's like a huge gap between being lucky and not so lucky in the States.
But, yes? The question is whether it really was his father in the film.
It was his father, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, he was hardly home, and he lived with his girlfriend, so he was pretty much on his own.
As I'm a fan of romantic movies, did it work out with his fiance? Do you know that?
The question is, did it work out with his fiance?
They're still together, actually. Yeah, I mean, they're allowed to see each other once in a while with, you know, the parents strictly watching. So, yeah.
And he still hasn't found his birth certificate or gotten it?
No, he has.
Okay,
he's one step. He has a bike and he has a birth certificate and he still has a girlfriend. And Ben is still waiting for Dallas, or maybe he's waiting for Dallas to come to him. I don't know, you know,
how's the hot
young doctor. And
how's his driving?
Yeah, exactly. That's why he's waiting, because and Larissa, she's still in Tulsa, but you know, she finished school and she wants to be a vet. So little steps.
Great. More questions, comments? Yes, please.
What's the idea of the kids of religion? We saw only one scene, about religion. And I think the special thing or place of Tulsa is that it's in the middle of the Bible Belt. Do you get an idea, and how do you react with that?
Question is what the kids' view on religion is, because Tulsa is right in the middle of the Bible Belt. So what did you feel there?
Well, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I went to Tulsa, because it's in the buckle of the Bible Belt. There are two things. Two answers to this question. First question, answer is, I decided immediately that I would only film scenes with the kids. So, you know, I would not, you know, sort of push them into doing something that they wouldn't feel comfortable about doing. And obviously, you know, as some of them say in the first scene of the film, I mean, there are quite a lot of people out there in Tulsa who don't like gay people, and it's like, I mean, why, you know, as a kid, why would you go and look for these guys, right? So they don't, they go to the youth club, and that was one of the things I learned, you know, immediately when I was there. It's like, okay, this might gonna be difficult, because, you know, I mean, you never know what kind of film you bring home, and in the end, this is the film I brought home, because, I mean, this is purely documentary, so, you know. But I mean, if I could just, they're all Christians, I mean, and they're all brought up Christians, so they have this inner conflict, you know, like, you know, they believe in God, but they're constantly being told that God doesn't like you because you're gay.
But Larissa seems to be quite skeptical.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, she's 17, I mean, who wouldn't be skeptical when you're 17?
Even in Tulsa.
Especially in Tulsa, maybe.
Well, thank you all very much for coming. Thank you for bringing the film and sharing it with
us. Thank you. Thank you for watching.
And please don't forget the Panorama Audience Award and the Panorama Critics Prize. Thank you.